Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and spend some time with you all, no matter where you are, when you hear this. And this is what I love about the podcast, is that you can just download it anywhere, anytime. I'm getting addicted to them. I'll tell you, now I walk, run with my cell phone and a headset, and I don't do it with the little earpiece, but I love it. And today we are going to talk about robots. Well, kind of robots, but artificial intelligence, a company called Optic W. We're going to find out what it's all about, and artificial intelligence for commercial HVAC. And this is going to be fun because our guest is a funny guy, and he can make anything funny, so I'm going to really look forward to this one. How much money are you losing on your HVAC? Interested in sustainability, flexibility, and longevity? Tyler Sewell will fill us in on what Optic W is all about, and then some. He also has an interesting story. Get ready for the fun facts, humor, and even some sales, digital marketing tips, content creation tips on what not to do. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Tyler Sewell. Hey there.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for coming on for us today. I know you're pretty swamped.
Yes, I'm pretty slammed, but I'm happy to be on.
Good. And it's well, tell it. You know what? Before we've got a whole hour, but this hour is going to fly by. It always does. And I might not even put any commercial breaks in. We'll see how we do. And tell us about you, because your story. We're today. You know, everybody that knows us knows we do. We've been doing this for 7.5, almost 8 years. We have a lot of agents and brokers that listen in, buyers, sellers, but the general public as well, because we get out to many, many areas, and it's many different time zones all over. The people that know us know we like to split up real estate and self-help. When I first started doing the show, many people said to me, some of the experts said, you cannot do the show and mix it up. It just, if you're going to do real estate, stick to real estate. And I've never been one to listen to what everybody tells me, so I, of course, I mixed it, and I love mixing it. But that was like 7.5, 8 years ago. I had done a little bit of radio in Honolulu in 2007, and I did terrestrial radio. I went into the studio in Honolulu and did like 3 or 4 shows, and I literally wanted to test it. And everybody says, stick with it, do it more. But I said, no, I'm just testing, and that's what I did. But podcasting wasn't even around. And tell us about you, your history, and how you got into all this, because we've got a while to go over the artificial intelligence, because it's so interesting.
So how I got into podcasting, it's really interesting. Call it 2001, I was working for an online internet game company, and I was approached by an investor that said, I want to create a product called the Redneck Phone. I said, what's the Redneck Phone? He said, I want to target the average American consumer with content on the cell phone. And I said, okay. And he said, no, the internet on the cell phone is not here yet. It's going to be here. We got to get ready for that. But it can't be based because the internet is too slow at the time. And I said, well, how about it?
Yeah.
And we created a brand called Rowdy. I was a character named Buck Fever. My partner was Bass Masters. And we interviewed drivers and crew chiefs and people all over the NASCAR world. It was one part Saturday Night Live, one part actual NASCAR news. And it exploded as you hit pound 500 on your AT&T phone, and you listen to it. And one day I got a call from Apple, and they said, we want to put your show on iTunes. And I said, isn't that just music? They said, no, there's this thing called podcasting. It's going to be really big. And I said, really? It's podcasting? So they said, they literally put me in touch with Rob at podcast911.com, and we were one of the very first podcasts on iTunes.
Wow. That's amazing. But you were, your characters, what were you doing? You said it was so funny. You were telling me yesterday about it.
The show was engendered to be one part sort of silly and the other part NASCAR news. And so I played a character named Buck Fever. If your fans don't know what Buck Fever is, it's when you see your first buck and you freeze up and you can't shoot the animal. So I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard of. So we had Buck Fever and Bass Masters, and we had Randy Bunn. Randy Bunn was Buck's best friend and Bass Masters' cousin, and he was Jeff Gordon's life coach. So he was on the show. He walks around with a smile on his heart, and he likes to party a lot. He loves Jeff Gordon. And then we did bad jokes in a foreign accent. We had Jeff Gordon Theater, which was puppets. So this is really funny. When you're breaking into a sport and you're covering the news and you're covering NASCAR and it's on a cell phone, you know, you're beyond like Spanish radio. Like they look at you like you're nuts. So you don't get any interviews with Jeff Gordon or Dale Earnhardt Jr. They're like, what the hell is Rowdy? So, and this is like Facebook had just started and Twitter had just started. So because we could never get any interviews with the race drivers, we created Jeff Gordon Theater, and we had paper puppets made out of paper, and they danced on the screen when we did our videos. And by the time Jeff Gordon found out about it, he flipped a gasket. So we just did goofy, crazy things, and it was called Rowdy, and it really took off.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Way before podcasting was even being done.
We almost invented it. I mean, like, we were the 20th podcast on iTunes, and, you know, it's funny. At the time, I thought, oh, man, we're going to be successful. Podcasting is going to be huge. And, you know, that was more than 15 years ago, and now, only now is it starting to be monetized. Only now is there a revenue stream. And I see all these people now hopping on doing a podcast, and I'm like, hey, buddy, where were you when it was me? You know, so it's a story of my life of being ahead of the curve. But it was fun.
I love it. How did you do it on the phones? How did they do it on the phone, though? How did you actually – did they had you – we didn't even have MP3 players. We had – what were we doing then? It was something else.
We had iPods. We had the iPod.
Oh, you still had the iPad then in 2003. Okay, I'm an Android person.
Yeah, we had the original iPod that you played music on. You could also listen to podcasts on. That's why it's called a podcast.
With the iTunes. Okay, so that's what you – oh, yeah. Got you. Right, that makes sense. That makes total sense. Instead of it being music, you could do it. That makes sense. Wow.
And
fun.
You know, it's really funny.
I think you should redo your characters. It's got to be hysterical.
Randy's a special guy. The funny thing is, back in the day, people would ask me, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a podcaster. And they'd start laughing. They'd be howling. ESPN told me that downloadable media would never happen. And so now you say you're a podcaster, people go, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, it wasn't 10 years ago.
No, we've always called it the radio show. I mean, radio show instead of saying podcasting, but now everybody's podcasting, you know.
I know.
But you're right. And I tell you, never want to hear that. Listen to the naysayers, because you know how many things have people poo-pooed that became well-known, you know, for so long.
Totally.
Absolutely, 100%. So how did you get into your history? You've done a lot of marketing and digital marketing and content creation. And then how did you get into all that?
Well, so you know, I did Rowdy, and we did that for about 10 years. And every day I produced a 30 to 45-minute audio podcast, and then two or three 1 to 4 minute videos that went to YouTube. And so quickly I had a huge library of content.
Oh.
And one of the things as a content producer you don't realize is how evergreen some of that content is. And because our show was really half about our lives and our stories and the authenticity of just who the people we were, people listen in not because they like NASCAR, but just because they thought we were so goofy and funny. So people really wanted to own the shows and keep the shows. And so I had a massive collection of digital media. And at the time, I didn't know how to archive it or do anything. And to make a long story short, I got a call from a friend of mine, and he said, you've got to come help my brother Peter. He's got this product called StarKive. It manages digital media in a revolutionary way. And one thing led to another, and I went and worked with Peter Agelasto in Digital Relab on StarKive, which is a competitor to Dropbox, and it's actually in beta right now. You can go to StarKive.io and check it out. But it's basically Dropbox on steroids.
Dot what?
It's StarKive.io.
StarKive.io. Okay.
And it's an amazing digital media tool that it allows you to organize, manage big sets of digital media, basically allows you to find your stuff. So, as you well know, a lot of creatives like myself are not the most well-organized people because we're so busy creating. And someone in a suit comes in and says, where's the Jeff Gordon interview? And you're like, I got it somewhere. StarKive lets you find it immediately. So it's an amazing tool. And so that, I've done that for four or five years, and we're just in beta, and we're trying to tackle Box and Dropbox, and it's engendered for creative people. It's not software created by a bunch of engineers. It's software created for creatives by creatives. So,
I love it.
And
right.
in that world, I had a lot of experience with artificial intelligence, and because with StarKive, the artificial intelligence goes and reads the media, and reads the metadata, and then tells you where stuff is. So that's what led me to artificial intelligence for air conditioning.
Really? That's like, so did you it with, okay. So what's Optic W? I'll let you tell us all about this artificial intelligence for air conditioning, because you hear about the smart homes now. And,
right.
But this is something different.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So it's Optic KW, and I have a friend, Charlie Zarate. He's a really smart guy, and he's in the LED light business. And he's been an environmentalist for quite a long time, and he's been retrofitting big warehouses with light bulbs for years. Somebody reached out to him and said, Charlie, did you know that if you put this piece of artificial intelligence onto a looped water-cooled chiller, we can save a large building, 50,000 square feet or above, anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000 a year? And he was like, are you kidding? And to make a very long story short, the answer, yes, it's unbelievable. And trust me, I didn't believe it when I first heard it. I thought they were crazy. And so I took it to a friend of mine who owns a bunch of buildings, and I said, dude, will you look at this and tell me if this is crazy? And he looked at it, and he goes, no, this is just math and science. It does work. And so what I would liken it to is if you had, in your car you've got a dashboard, and it tells you, the engine oil is low, the gas is low, you need wiper fluid. This system does that, but then it goes ahead and puts the gasoline in for you. It puts the wiper fluid in for you. So it's a machine learning that tunes chillers and fans to run more efficiently, which saves you electricity, which saves you money. And basically, we prove it to the hotel or the movie theater, and then we split the difference on the electric bill. So it's totally free.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free. It's unbelievable.
So you're
people
giving
don't
them
believe
the money back.
First.
Wow, that's – okay, got it.
So let's
no.
say you save
– well,
if you're
going to
save – if you save $50,000 a year, we'll take – if you save 50 grand a year, we'll take 25. You have 25. We're happy.
And that's how you give it to them for free. What if they say, hey, I want to pay for it and just save everything myself?
They can pay up front if they like. We've never had someone do that, but we're happy to let them do that. It's patented. We own the patent on it, so it's pretty amazing technology. It really blew my mind when I first heard of it.
It's very brilliant. It's extremely brilliant.
I have lots of marketing clients, and I always tell them I have these three big rules. And my third rule is that viral marketing is a myth, and it's just mythical hope. This is one of the only times that I've realized that this could go viral, because we're literally giving money away. Like, it's free money. So why wouldn't you do it?
Mm. So this is strictly for commercial HVAC, right? It wouldn't work on people's homes, or would it on a different level? Or
No, it does not work on homes, although I have a friend who has a company called Blue Box that I believe would work on your home. But we're big, you know, hotels, hospitals, shopping malls.
Right.
And grocery stores. Grocery stores are a sweet spot for us as well.
So when you come in and you actually put this equipment in, they allow you to put the equipment onto their existing furnace, is what it, because it's, or it's a, you strip everything out and put it in new.
It's a, no, it's a,
I guess I'm just
big,
trying to ask, what is the equipment? What is it actually that,
Right. So big buildings have a BMS, a building management system. And we literally take an Ethernet cable and hook a computer into the system. And what it does, it's so interesting, is it makes the chillers run at peak performance. So it doesn't void a warranty. It's literally doing what the company, you know, Johnson Controls wants it to do. And because we monitor 9 special things that I'm never going to tell you, it every other minute or so, it's making your system run far more efficiently. So it saves you electrical costs, and then we just split the difference. It's
right.
An amazing little product.
That is amazing. And is it you have to come back in every so often, or you just tell them we're going to – okay, that's amazing.
We do not. We can service it from afar. We got to go in a couple times initially. If you change your system, like you buy another chiller, clearly we're going to have to come back. But by and large, we don't need to come back. And one of the interesting things is we've had several potential clients who have not believed us. So we've installed it,
right?
And then we let it run for a month, and we turn it off. And invariably, they're like, "Please turn it back on. I just got my bill."
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So you're patenting it, and then are you going to take it? What's the long term plan?
The long term plan is we just launched it in the United States, and so I'm reaching out to mostly hotels. Because I'm from Virginia Beach, and I know a lot of people that own hotels, but we're reaching out to casinos and hospitals and just trying to get it into the system so people can understand it. And we've hired a public relations firm, a firm called Sea Change Global. They're a really good firm, and we're just launching it to the public just this week, actually.
Wow, congratulations. This is amazing.
Yep.
So it makes sense. It does make sense if you regulate it. I mean, we have so much wasted stuff, I guess, that's going on, right? Especially when it's handled, just set on certain.
It's amazing. So
manually.
Like 40% of most industrial or, you know, commercial energy is air conditioning, and we can affect 20% of it. So, you know, I don't know where people stand on the new Green Deal or the Green New Deal, whatever it is. But there's technology out there that exists today, and you don't need to fleece the taxpayer. You just need to embrace some of this new technology, and you can get halfway there.
I love it. I love it.
Yep.
That's I'm just looking up. It's amazing. It's just using it. So what about refrigeration systems? Because you're saying you're putting it on the commercial HVAC, right? The air conditioning units. But what about the these big where? Go ahead.
Yeah. So like if anyone's listening and they have a big cheese warehouse, call me. Grocery stores are another very. Yeah.
Oh.
I think the mafia owns cheese shops up in Wisconsin. Grocery stores.
I'm not going there.
Refrigeration, you know, grocery stores and things like that are a big sweet spot for us. Yes, we love them.
Amazing. So what's EOM?
Yeah.
Enviro Ops Matrix.
No, yes, that's what we're calling the product in the United States. It's Opticae, and EOM explains that we monitor 9 special things. Things like dew point and temperature and 7 others.
Wow. Multiple times every hour I'm looking at that. This is great. How do they the companies, you're doing it all commercial. Yeah.
Yeah, you can reach me at 434-962-8087. The guy that invented it is just a sweetheart. His name is Sri Chari. He's Indian, and he's got like 50 patents, and he's just a brilliant guy. And you know, when I was trying to get my head around understanding it, he literally said, "Tyler, it's math and science. It's never changed. So this is not like I didn't invent some crazy new way of, you know, doing temperature. He said, you know, it's just math and science. So, and it really is. It's just, you know, when you use artificial intelligence and machine learning with all kinds of new things, it's just a complete game changer.
Completely, absolutely. So it's amazing. It says it monitors and adjusts, okay, multiple times every hour to help reach and maintain peak efficiency,
yeah,
to save you thousands of dollars. It's like the AI that tunes your car engine, chassis, electronics, and exhaust dynamically and continuously so you never lose optimal gas mileage.
Exactly.
I could see this, wow. And this is amazing how you're doing a zero upfront cost for people, for them to.
Yeah, because people think it's too good to be true. Yeah. I mean, that's why we stand behind it. If it doesn't work, you don't have to pay us a dime. And we're not going to do it for your building unless we think it's going to work. So, you know, that's on us to get it right.
So they can buy it out after a couple years, or how does that work?
Yeah. After 2 years, it's theirs to have forever. So we guarantee a payback,
really,
in 2 years. Yeah.
Great. That's fantastic.
So on a new system, you know, you could buy it with your new system and have it on there for 10 years.
I love it. And it doesn't, you mentioned,
yep,
it doesn't void the warranty, so it's no problem. Like a lot of times solar panels or roofing, you know, different things will,
yeah,
void warranties, but this does not void. And why does it not void the warranty? Because you're making it run more efficiently, it's going to last longer, and it would be a,
right,
no-brainer,
exactly,
that they wouldn't let it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it, but there's nothing in there, any type of language that could still void it because there's something,
no,
going in there. Okay.
Every chiller system has specs they run to, and all we're doing is make them run to those specs all the time. So we're balancing a chiller load. So instead of running a whole building off one chiller, we're splitting the load, and that uses less electricity, which saves you money. So that's the trick.
Right.
The secret sauce. Yep.
So are you doing, since you're doing commercials and hotels and everything and you're putting it out there, are you doing a type of affiliate programs? I'm asking because of the agents and brokers we have,
yes,
around the country.
Yeah.
That are in the different networks.
Yeah, so
you are? Okay.
That's basically what I'm focused on, and I'll tell you precisely why. A, I'm a marketing guy, and B, I didn't have all these great relationships in real estate, especially commercial. I've never been in commercial real estate. So when Charlie said, please, will you come sell for me, Tyler? I said, yeah. But I'm a marketing guy, so I'm going to try to reach out to my friends who've been in the business for 20 years. They know the business better than I ever will.
Right.
So, yeah. We offer percentages to people, and there's a guy who's working with us right now named Ross, and he's been in commercial real estate his whole life. I showed it to him, and he was like, oh, hell yeah. He's like, he made a couple calls. He's made a bunch of money. You know, he's the one with the connections. I don't have them. But my job is to network and find people in the real estate world that do have commercial connections, that have an uncle that owns a hotel.
Right.
So we gladly,
right,
pay commissions. And
so
we pay them up
front. So they contact you and then just set up the program? Yeah, just and put them up,
yeah,
the...
Yeah, totally.
Well, how would you pay it up front, though? Because they're going to... Well, I guess you just do it off of the first couple months. I mean, I'm just looking at the whole picture because I can see people,
sure,
really...
Typically what happens is, so you get a client and they say, we'll do it. And they don't pay us a dime till they look at their electric bill. So we give them like 3 months and then they pay us. A lot of them just they know they're going to make 100 grand or 80 grand. So they finance it with a financer. We get all the money up front. If we get all the money up front, we just hand it over to the person who sold it.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, their commission, yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. So we'll need to, look at that program and try to put it out there for them, for the guys, so that it's something that they can offer.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely
brilliant. I wonder their platforms, I guess. Huh?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering what other platforms this Optic W could be used for eventually, but this is brilliant.
We just moved into refrigeration. Oh. We just moved into air-cooled. So we're trying to expand our footprint.
Wow. Amazing. And where are you guys based out of, the Optic W?
So the company's called the Energy Intelligence Center, and we sell Optic KW, and we also do consulting. They're based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. with Charlie Zarate and Sri Chari. I'm based in Charlottesville, Virginia, but the main company is up in Philadelphia.
Oh, I love Charlottesville. That's a great area.
I love it. I went to UVA and I never left, and we just won two national titles this year.
Yeah, go. I've got some good friends down there. That's a yeah. So this, I love this. So this is pretty much a no-brainer. And if somebody wants to, you know, try it out and then take it off, but why would they? Yeah.
Right.
Awesome. Now I'm just trying to look at the other. Yeah, this could just work for so many different. I would imagine with the plan could work on anything, like even the vehicles eventually, right? Could work on anything.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I know we know a lot of commercial brokers, and we do commercial too, but the companies, and the companies are going to have other. And we work with a lot of people in different areas that we could give you a list of. That's great. Really great. So if somebody says, okay, I want to do it,
what do we do? Okay, so if you say, hey, Tyler, I'm interested in this OptKW, we would, on the face of it, have a look at your building and say, oh, yeah, it's pretty big, got a lot of air conditioning. Then we do a basic audit. So we ask you for about 10 things. And I can help the motivation. It's just data on kilowatt usage and temperature. We do an initial audit, and then we, in our own minds, we write down what we think we're going to save you. If we believe we're going to save you a real amount of money, we'll come back to you and say, hey, it looks like we're going to save you $85,000. Are you willing to do this? And they say, yes. And then we go in and do a real very, very thorough audit. And 9 times out of 10, we go, hey, we're not going to save you $85,000. We're going to save you $83,000. Or it might be we're going to save you $97,000. And then we go ahead and do the deal. So that's how the process works. A lot of times the initial data tells us right off, this is a winner. If it's not a winner, if it's not enough money, then we'll give you consulting services and give you advice, but we don't want you to pay for anything you don't want.
Right. So is it pretty much it needs to work on a pretty updated equipment? I mean, pretty, well, I guess you have parameters, whether it's a newer system, old system.
It's across the board. It works on old systems. It works on new systems. You know, I wouldn't sell it to somebody who said, hey, next year we're going to change out our system. I'd say, all
right,
get your new system and then call it.
Because you can't, once you have to, it has to start from scratch again, then what you were saying before.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
It's like a pit crew with a race car, right?
So now can they – yeah, you've got the – can they do it nationwide right now, or is it in certain territories?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, you know, we're selling by and large on the East Coast here. And most of our installations are in Saudi Arabia and other places abroad. But we're selling on the East Coast. But we can service this all over the country because of the different relationships we have with different environmental companies. They can send their people in. What we're short on is salespeople. And I can't imagine that's going to be for too long because – it's, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Totally no-brainer. So you actually have the environmental people that can go in. So you just pay them a fee, I would think. I'm just looking at the scalability and that the infrastructure for if you – because we there's also a company called Power that's doing solar, and there's affiliates with that. I just think it's a great marketing affiliate program. And with us being in the real estate industry, lots of commercial, lots of residential, you know, but everybody knows – the commercial, of course, is going to be tied into the commercial buildings, but so many know so many in that community, in that area, that it sounds like a no-brainer, especially with your setup. I love the marketing plan. And you guys you make a good deal. If you're given 50% is a good deal. So I guess a lot of people, do they have to stick with it for 2 years before they can buy it out? Or they'd have to, you know, the amount, so you can say if you want to pay this up front.
Yeah.
Well,
they pay it up front, or they pay us for 2 years every other month or so. We take our money in 2 years, and then they get to keep it for as long as they like it.
I love it. Can we get your phone number again? Yeah. You're going to get bombarded later. Okay.
That's fine. I welcome it. 434-962-8087, tyler@eicteam.com.
tyler@eicteam.com.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. Wow, what do you think about the AIs everywhere? They're coming into every bit of our life. I used to say 20 years ago, I will sit out and buy 6 to 10 robots once they invent them, thinking they would be invented way before now. You know, like people wait for concert tickets and they sit out for a day, 2 days, whatever it is. I said, I'll be one of the ones that will be buying the robots. But what do you think about it? Because we have it in so many phases right now, even with the self-driving cars, which that's had, you know, you're getting the bugs out. What's your take on it? You think we're looking at 5 years, 10 years, or just depends?
No, much faster, much faster. So I spent a significant amount of the past 5 years working at Digital Relab on StarKive, and we used AI and metadata inside of a digital file to find similar files. And the product really just organizes the unorganized people. And digital media people have a ton of media. So when we first met with Live at Lincoln Center, which is Wynton Marsalis, and by the way, StarKive, their clients include Bob Dylan, Billy Joel, Carly Simon, PBS, a couple Netflix producers, and lots of people in the music world. That's the world that I sort of came from, so that's why we did that, unlike the real estate
world. Must be good, then.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing. So I remember one time we met with Live at Lincoln Center, and they said, we have 27 years of jazz music, but it's not digital. And our system only works with digital media, not tape and analog. And when you take a tape and you digitize it, there's no metadata. There's no AI. There's nothing for the computers to go look at, because all of the metadata is created at the moment the digital file is created by your digital camera or by, say, Pro Tools, which is your audio platform. So they said, well, when we take 27 years of digital media that has no metadata in it, what are you going to do? And I said, you're going to have to hire 27 really smart jazz interns. They're going to have to listen to every song to find Etta James and Satchmo and Miles Davis. Well, 3 years later, they can now take analog media that's been digitized with no data in it, drop it in the system. The system will learn several songs and then recognize Miles Davis and then come back and say, I think this is a Miles Davis song, is it? And you just say yes. So AI is just moving so fast. And the facial recognition is
kinda
off
like
the charts.
Wow. Like the voice recognition has been around for, you know, and they start to do that and pick up your...
Yeah.
Really? So that's great.
I like to joke that there's no way you can commit a crime in America anymore. Something will catch you.
It's true. Wow, that's great.
My secret passion is to be
easier too.
I want to be a bank robber, and I can't do it now because I'll get caught by someone's camera on their phone.
You have to put together a simulation videotape or something. Do a simulation.
I know.
And that's for everything. That's amazing. So when I like that. Yeah, I know we're using so much, and if it comes down, I guess, well, for something like that, though, they still need their databases. They still need their cloud or servers, and everything's got to kind of be stored in places and run effectively. I love it.
For StarKive, everything is put in the AWS cloud, and it's incredibly safe. And
Amazon? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, we've used AI from several different companies, and Amazon's is probably the best.
We use Amazon for some of our backup. I'm in the cloud, but yeah, then another company.
Yeah.
Wow. I always just wonder if they're going to get attacked. They're going to go after the big guys, right? I would think, even though the big guys have a lot of safety measures in place, who knows? But everybody has redundant backups and data, I guess, so they're okay. You know, we always have to have a backup plan for every single plan, right? Yeah.
This is true.
I love it. Yeah. Well, we need I'd like it. Some robots for employees, some robots for cleaning, some robots for... I wonder if we can just make a grocery list. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
I love the model of what you're doing with this Optics W, where you're going to go in and say, okay, we'll just take half of your bill. You'll save half of it. It's free right now, and then after 2 years you can own it or buy it, you know, do it up front if the money's there. I mean, if you when you say, I love that.
Totally.
That's such a great model. I mean, it's an I would imagine nobody ever says no, unless you can't do it because
equipment isn't
going to work.
Right. Once they get their head around it, they're like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm like, "Yeah. Here's a down payment on your new boat." So, yeah, they go for it. So that's why I think it's going to take off. It's just, you know, it's marketing 101. There's a lot of communication. It's a lot of getting people on the phone. It's really tough at first, but after we get a little beachhead, I think we'll be just fine.
So when somebody wants to do it, how long does it take to get installed?
Oh, a couple months. We have to do a couple audits, but we can really, you know, if you're fired up, we can expedite it really quickly.
Really? Okay. So 1 week, 2 weeks, a couple months, depends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no, and the utility companies don't have to get involved. It doesn't have anything to do with them, right? Because it's strictly just the
no, it doesn't.
The actual units.
No, okay. No. We don't do anything with utility companies.
I love it. When you're such a brainstormer and you've been out on all this, what else do you see this being used for later?
The OptiKW?
Yep.
Well, I would say for me, the thing that was most eye-opening about this is, you know, you hear everyone complaining about being green and saving the planet. And, you know, I had always thought that, you know, while I was all for renewable energy, who wouldn't be for renewable energy? It was expensive and hard to produce. And you know, you've got an electric car. It's really not an electric car. It's a car that runs on coal. So I've come to learn there's so many technologies out there that right now they can get us almost halfway there. And then what I've learned about technology in my experience the last 30 years is that somebody's always making something better. And technology is moving so quickly. Now, you look at the my friend Oliver Kuttner, who created the very light car. When he first created the car and he won the $10 million Progressive Insurance Prize, it had an engine, a gasoline-burning engine. Now the car doesn't because the batteries that you use for electricity are so much lighter. So technology is outstripping. Especially
that,
when it comes to building technology.
Wow. Right, and it's so much cheaper now, too, to be able to get it.
Yeah.
We have a scientist, or they're in different Morocco and a couple other places in the world that will actually be on our show next week, have been on about five times this past year. They're working on the carbon, they're working on our CO2 issues, et cetera, to try to save the planet. And they actually have plans that will be completely working within 40 years, no doubt, I mean, for sure, and putting in palladium trees in deserts and in other areas. One of the doctors is working with the Moroccan government. But I didn't know coal, you know how the coal mines, coal actually can be converted into certain fertilizers and other things that we can use just with technology, I mean, easily with the technology. Where a lot of people think that certain energy sources are not going to be able to be reused or they're obsolete. They're not obsolete. You know, there's just so much that they can still pull out of everything. It's amazing. It's kind of mind blowing, though, isn't it? Mind boggling, I should say, when you look at everything and say, well, just like your friend said, you know, it's math and science. It's math and science, and you've got your chemistry, science, and put it in. But it still takes putting all the pieces together and making it work. What do you think that this type of artificial intelligence is only going to work when people they can actually get the funding and put a lot of money behind it, or do you think it's just going to get cheaper and cheaper and anybody can do it?
Well, it's going to get cheaper and cheaper, but you've got to be a genius. Like, you know, I'm the guy that sells OptiKW, and I believe in it, but I didn't create it. So it's a lot of smart people out there. Study your science, technology, engineering, and math. It's vital. I look at my education. I left the University of Virginia with an art degree and a history degree in 1989 and 90 when the Internet was just happening. And I was not necessarily educated for the workforce. So you know, you've got to make sure that you're keeping yourself up to speed because technology is only going to move at an even faster clip than today, and it's stunning.
That makes sense.
You look at my sons; they're both obsessed with history. They know more about history at 17 and 15 than I did when I left college with a history degree, because they have all the tools to go out and find the information. It's phenomenal.
That's a great point.
I was working on microfiche.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember. Oh, we did. We trademarked. I'd rate trademark Realty Universal back in the 90s, and we had to go back, and you'd pull the drawers out then. They didn't even have things on microfiche back then down there. I'm serious. The trademarks, it was in Crystal City back then. Now it's moved, but it's still in Virginia. And remember the 8-track players? We're dating ourselves.
They cut off in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
Ruined Blue Oyster Cult for me.
That's too
heartbreaking.
Funny.
Now,
well, we still had floppy disks. I was like, do you think we could? Yeah.
Well, when I was one of my first jobs out of college, I worked in an advertising agency in Norfolk, Virginia, and we thought we were the cat's meow because we put a floppy disk with media on it inside the Washington Post. We were impressed.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Well, who would know that it would go this fast, huh?
It's amazing.
You know,
I thought podcasting would take off a little bit faster, but no.
No. No. But there's so much you can do. You can monetize the podcast, and you can just throw in, you know, like all different types of shows in the same show. You know, you can do so much just like you. The thing I do love about the podcasting and the shows that we can do online now, it takes away some of that barrier there. You know, many people wouldn't have ever been able to put that information out. And I think that's really nice what we can do. But I still believe no matter what. Yeah. I still believe in let us keep it simple. Let's still, you know, look at the earth, Mother Earth here, and enjoy what we have and keep it simple and let the real, you know, I mean, and just kind of blend it in together. Because we still need, you know, if our grids ever get attacked, we still need to be able to do it the old way, you know, on certain things. It's going to be really difficult, I think, for the people. Yeah.
I handed my kids a rotary phone. I was like, make a phone call.
No.
They looked at me like I was high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't even – you know what was so funny? I've seen the younger ones, they don't know what a fax machine is, right, when you're saying it. It's like I've seen people put it upside down around and, you know, and we pretty much use e-fax or Ring Central. But it's so funny. They don't know. It's like, what is this, a microwave? No, it's not a microwave. It's or put the things on the wrong way. And then they look at us funny. But I still think that we have to keep the basics, because you still need the foundation, you know, so that when the grids get hit or anything, we can go, hey, I know how to build a fire. I know how to do this over here. We know how to make this work, right? We can still
– Well, you still got to grab your surfboard.
We can still get by.
You got to grab your surfboard and go to the beach.
Go to the beach and just go fish. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely good. Well, this has been great. You, I definitely want to put that out there too, to the affiliates, what you're doing with the Optic W. And would love to see where that's going to go, because that's just so amazing to me.
It's a
no-brainer.
It's a fun little company. Really good people. I really love that about it. And, you know, we're not out to save the planet, but we probably will try to play our part.
You know, that's a big part, big, big part. And it's wonderful. I want to hear you do some of your skits, because we're almost at the end of the show. And this has been, again, this is Tyler Sewell on talking about Optic W, Artificial Intelligence for Commercial HVAC. And we're on Realty Universal Radio. And let's get into some of that fun stuff, some of the fun
you
stuff
want
to talk about.
You want to talk to Randy? You want to talk to Randy?
What choices do I have? Okay, I can talk to Randy or who?
You can talk to Buck. I'm Buck. You can talk to Fescue. But, you know, Randy's right here. Randy, I'm Fescue.
Okay,
Randy,
I'll talk to Randy.
Randy, what are you doing now that Jeff Gordon is out of racing? I mean, he was your hero, and he called you every race. And, well, listen, Jeff's still my best friend, and he calls me. I'm his life coach. I call him all the time. And he calls me, and I tell him, I give him the recipe for green lights, it's cream to mint the milk, and he sits on that, and we just talk about it. Because, you know, he's got a hot wife, and he's busy. He's on, you know, NBC. you know, he gets stressed out and calls me, and we do yoga. We love our hot yoga. You do hot yoga? You get so sweaty. Unbelievable. I like
hot yoga, huh?
I call him, oh, hot yoga's great. Oh, my gosh. You do that yoga? You don't know what hits you. It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I love hot yoga.
Yeah, you know,
Randy.
And Buck, your next-door neighbor owns the hot Bikram yoga place in Charlottesville. Yeah, I know. She does. She does. She does. A lot of sweating going on over there.
A lot of sweating, a lot of hot sweating over there. That yoga's good for you, Randy and Buck.
I love it. I do the Bikram. I do the hot yoga. The Asagio, like the cheese. That's the kind of yoga I like the best. Asagio. So good.
And then you've got the mat. You have your mat, yoga mat, and yoga clothes, and lots of water. Or do you take coffee in there?
Oh, into the hot yoga, I take beers. God, I told you when we were on
beers.
The phone yesterday. you gotta, honey, have a party lifestyle. I got four cornerstones to my philosophy, okay? Walk around with a smile on your heart. Do unto others as how they've done you, okay? Hug, and then party. You gotta party. If you don't have a party lifestyle,
sounds
you
like
got nothing
plan.
To give up. I know. And garlic. Love garlic.
Oh.
Randy?
Love garlic. Love garlic. Garlic party lifestyle and lots of fun. And race cars.
Asagio cheese. Yeah, race cars and drivers and their hot wives.
I love that. Now, Buck, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm driving around downtown Charlottesville in my Ford Flex. It's a sweet car.
Oh, okay.
It looks kind of like a portable toilet on wheels. People either love it or they hate it. It's an incredibly rainy day today.
Yeah, I'm in Maryland today. I'm going to go to Hawaii next week, and it's kind of muggy up here, but it's beautiful. It's still beautiful. This is such a beautiful time of year. So,
Maryland,
beautiful time of year to get
right,
out
Maryland.
There and party and enjoy and do all that. Huh? In Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland. Yeah.
Maryland. Did you know
Maryland's got a lot of those
blue
green
crabs.
Trees. They got a lot of those green trees like you. They have the blue crabs. They have the green trees like you have in Charlottesville. And they have lots of Old Bay, though, Old Bay sauce. You probably don't have Old Bay down in Charlottesville. But
I got Old Bay. I put it on my margaritas, I put it on Bloody Marys. So good. And did you know that the blue crabs, they're from Virginia. They're not from Maryland. They're born in Virginia. Don't forget it. It's true. They travel
they're born and then they just then they come down the –
Virginia,
they make their way.
I want to call it Maryland. Go ahead.
Maryland, Virginia, the blue crab. Okay. Blue crab. No, they come
crab.
From there. So you get how do you get them down to the bay? How do they go through the stream to the bay? Where do they go?
They swim. They call Expedia and get a plane ticket. That's what they do.
Oh, cool.
Or what? Travelo City. That's how they do it.
I do. They travel on those trucks.
They do.
Dump them
they
all
they
in.
Do. So you're in Maryland,
oh.
And you spend time in Hawaii. Where are you hanging in Hawaii?
I go back and forth because of the business, right? Businesses in both places. So now I go back and forth, so I can. But I, Oahu, Maui, Big Island, because we cover all the islands. So, but I'm over in Kailua more. On Oahu.
I went to Hawaii last year.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. And there's a
Where'd
lot of
go?
Buildings there, and it's hot. I went to the Big Island.
You went to Honolulu
awesome.
Then. A lot of buildings. You must have been in Honolulu.
Well, Hawaii 5-0.
Waikiki.
But we need anyone in Hawaii, if you want to get some air conditioners and cool chillers with Optic AW, call me.
They got lots of that. Lots of that down in Waikiki and Honolulu, all over. Hotel City, you got it. Yep, you got it. So,
yep.
Tyler, this has been great. And I love your fun. I love your humor. I love your show. You've got to do that show. That's going to be, that's got to back.
I'm threatening to bring Rowdy
yeah.
back. We'll do it.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, and I'll be in touch
with
you about
so
the
much.
Other. Oh, and thank you so much. And we'll talk soon. You have a wonderful, wonderful
okay.
day down there. And I'm going to start talking like, I'm going to start talking like
Randy.
Randy now.
Randy Burns. R.K. Burns.
Randy guy. Randy guy. And K. Burns. And he does yoga. I like yoga. I'll have to come down there
yeah,
and
well,
do some yoga with Randy.
It's R.K. Burns. The K is for killer. Because
huh?
I got killer buns.
Uh-oh. And I'll bring the Obey, except he can have the margaritas and or Bloody Marys. Bloody Marys. And I'll have the coffee.
Okay.
And we'll just do it that way. All right, sounds
Obey.
Good. You
salty
have a good
coffee.
One.
See ya.
Salty coffee, all day. And then, yep, absolutely. And we'll have some
okay.
crabs to boot for lunch.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, you have fun. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.